Second Thessalonians, for further reading. Written by Bart Ehrman. Read by Ken Teutsch. Here is an annotated list of books on Second Thessalonians, most of them relevant to all the Deuteropauline epistles, that is, the letters that are assigned a secondary standing in the New Testament collection of Paul's letters, because scholars doubt they were actually composed by Paul himself, with a couple of commentaries that deal with 2 Thessalonians. One benefit of serious commentaries is that they always begin by discussing major critical issues in understanding a book: authorship, date, historical context, major themes, disputed issues, and so on. Beaker, J. Christian, The Heirs of Paul, Paul's Legacy in the New Testament and the Church Today. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Fortress, 1991. A clear assessment of the theology of the Deuteropauline, especially in light of the views embodied in the undisputed Paulines. Ehrman, Bart D., Forged, Writing in the Name of God, Why the Biblical Authors Are Not Who We Think They Are. San Francisco, Harper 1, 2010. An account of the phenomenon of literary forgery, pseudepigraphy, throughout the early Christian tradition that asks how and why a Christian author would try to deceive his readers about his own identity, written for a popular audience. In it, I deal with 2 Thessalonians on pages 105 to 108. Andrew Lincoln and A.J. M. Wedderburn, The Theology of the Later Pauline Letters, Cambridge, Cambridge University Press, 1993. A clear overview of the major themes of Colossians and Ephesians. M. Y. MacDonald, The Pauline Churches, A Socio-Historical Study of Institutionalization in the Pauline and Deuteropauline Writings, Cambridge, Cambridge University Press, 1988. A study that uses a social science approach to help explain various aspects of the institutionalization of churches associated with Paul, especially as evidenced in Ephesians, Colossians, and the pastoral epistles, for more advanced students. Richard Pervo, The Making of Paul, Constructions of the Apostle in Early Christianity, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Fortress, 2010. An insightful and interesting discussion of the ways Paul and recollections of Paul affected later Christian traditions, including the authors of the Deuteropauline epistles, for more advanced students. Calvin Retzel, The Letters of Paul, Conversations in Context, 5th edition, Louisville, Kentucky, Westminster, John Knox, 2009. Perhaps the best introductory discussion to each of the Pauline epistles, including the Deuteropaulines. Commentaries. Both of these commentaries deal with the authentic 1 Thessalonians and the Deuteropauline 2 Thessalonians, since they are very closely related in many ways, even though written by different non-Pauline authors. As it turns out, these commentators are persuaded that 2 Thessalonians is indeed by Paul, contrary to the view I've mapped out in my two posts. Read them and see if you find their views convincing. Gordon D. Fee, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, New International Commentary on the New Testament, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Erdmans, 2009. A fine commentary by a leading evangelical scholar who is remarkably good at detailed interpretation. Abraham J. Malherbe, The Letters to the Thessalonians, A New Translation with Introduction and Commentary. Anchor Yale Bible Commentaries, 32B, New Haven, Connecticut, Yale University Press, 2000. An insightful study of Paul's interaction with the Thessalonians from a socio-historical perspective. Online resource, Hugo Mendez, Exploring the New Testament, a 27-lecture course on the New Testament, including multiple lectures on Paul, his letters, and the Deuteropauline letters.